Protocol 22, Power of Gold. 1. In everything that I've reported to you so far, I have endeavored to carefully describe the secret of what is coming, of what happened in the past, of what is going on now, and what will be happening while rushing into the flood of great events coming in the near future. I've also described the secret of our relations to the Goyim and of our financial operations. On this subject, there still remains a little for me to add. 2. In our hands is the greatest power of our day, gold. In 2 days we can procure from our storehouses any quantity we may please. 3. Surely there is no need to seek further proof that our rule is predestined by God. Surely we shall not fail with such wealth to prove that all the evil which we have had to commit over so many centuries has served at the end of ends, the cause of true well-being, the bringing of everything into order. Even though we need to use some violence, we will still establish our rule. We shall ingeniously prove that we are benefactors who have restored the true good and freedom of the person to the torn and mangled earth. And in this way we shall enable it to be enjoyed in peace and quiet, with proper dignity of relations with their government. This is all on the condition, of course, that strict observance be given to the laws established by us. We shall make it clearly known that freedom does not consist of careless self-indulgence or of the right to do anything that is desired, any more than the dignity and character of a gentleman does not consist in the right to promote destructive principles in the nature of freedom of thought. In the same way it follows, that freedom of the person in no way consists in the right to agitate oneself and others by abominable speeches before disorderly mobs, that true freedom consists in the righteousness of the person who honorably and strictly observes all the laws of life in common, that human dignity is wrapped up in the awareness of the rights and also of the absence of rights of each person, and not wholly and solely in fantastic imaginings about the subject of one's ego. 4. A single authority will be glorious because it will be all-powerful, it will rule and guide, and not muddle along after leaders and orators shrieking themselves hoarse with senseless words which they call great principles and, honestly speaking, they are nothing but unrealistic schemes of idealized perfection. Our authority will be the crowning achievement of order, and included in that is the whole happiness of man. The aura of this authority will inspire a mystical bowing of the knee before it and a respectful fear of all the peoples before it. True force does not negotiate with any right, not even with that of God. None dare come near to it, not even to take so much as an inch of it away,